you have job descriptions for these maintenance guys?
Yeah, I've got job descriptions for everybody, including volunteer job descriptions too.
Could I get a copy of the, not today, but I mean a copy of the?
Can we email it to you?
Well, I don't have an email. You can email it, but
It's not going anywhere.
Go through Nancy.
Yeah, so you want a copy of the maintenance job description?
Just job descriptions, I know a little bit more about what they do, I mean, you know.
For the maintenance?
People talk to you sometimes, you need to know what they're talking about.
Tell me all the documents.
I can get that for you, no problem.
Okay, so board minutes from meeting on January 14th of 2026, not 2020, but I hope you got.
Yeah.
Has everybody had a chance to read them?
I'll make a motion that we pass.
Motion's been made, and there's a second?
Second.
All in favor, by roll call?
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Financials, has the secretary treasurer reviewed the banking reconciliation?
Yes, I have. I'll give these back to you.
Concerns?
No, everything was answered.
Review the monthly financial reports.
We're 58.3% into the year. You can see that the tax money's come in. We basically, we got 103% of what we were, you know, of 100%. Anything that's high on here, I think the one thing you'll see on page three, medical costs, those are for the volunteers. We brought on 12 new volunteers here, so that's why that's a little over what was predicted. Same thing with background investigations. Ambulance coverage has already been paid for, that's why that's a little bit higher. Our PERS is a bit high right now because of the overtime that was paid out for conflagration stuff. Now I'm on page four. HRA VIVA's been paid out for the year, so that's why that's at 97% on page four. Entire personnel services package, we're at 56.6% of the budget at 58% of the year. So we're right on track for that. Other stuff, so our audit was completed and that's done, but we were a little short on what we thought that cost was gonna be, so that's 113%. Bank charges, again, I've already spoke at that several times. We'll be fixing that next year. Under page seven, the D-Lake station, we talked about that last month. That's because of the water heater and the furnace that need to be replaced. And then the Otis station was the roof that was done. So that's why those numbers are high. Other numbers, page nine, apparatus fuel, we're at 67%. I've still been hoping that Carson Oil is gonna catch up with what space age charges, but apparently not.
It's going up again, so.
Yeah, equipment repairs, maintenance, we've had a lot of our annual servicing done, that's why that's up at 61%, same thing with the testing on page nine. Page 10, again, the bottom number being materials and services, we're at 48.7%. At the end of the year, or so far this year. And then total public safety expenditures at 41%, but that is, we're gonna have a significant chunk come out next month as we make one of the payments for the ladder truck that's coming out. So that's gonna even out. If you have any specific questions, I would be glad to answer.
I'll make a motion.
You're a second?
I'll second it.
Roll call vote.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Budget, appointing budget officer for this year's budget committee. past years, that has been the treasurer secretary.
I thought you volunteered. Your name's at the top, Dan Drake.
Somebody didn't take it.
Yeah, the budget officer is usually the treasurer, you're right.
Yes, usually the treasurer, so. She volunteers? Volunteer.
I'll do it.
I think you need.
Nominate Nancy.
There you go.
Eric?
Yep.
I'm number one, huh?
That doesn't mean number one.
A roll call vote, please.
Nancy Oxmal?
Yes.
Or do I abstain?
Yes.
She thoroughly understands it. Jerry, yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
First meeting is?
April.
Isn't it April 15th?
April 15th.
Tax day.
Tax day. Moving on, no old business? New business. Item number one. Approved resolution 2026-03, appropriations donated funds. Have you read them?
Yes.
All right, a motion to approve. Is there any discussion?
Can you talk just a little louder, Dan? I can't hear you sometimes.
Is there any discussion on this resolution?
Or?
Yeah.
So this is the 30,000 we received as a donation?
And they're gonna buy this?
Yeah, and it was all going into the PPE budget, so that's, because it wasn't in our budget, we have to resolute to do it, so.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Give a roll call vote.
Nancy Oxmal?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Item number two, resolution 2026-4. More donated funds.
This is the money we received from the health district, and it was, again, it was a very specific, we want to buy this, and that's the presentation that we gave, so. Two AEDs for public access, two to replace or to augment our fleet, and then some training mannequins and stuff, and a little bit for pediatric equipment.
Good.
Okay.
Hear a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion. He got me.
Second?
Jerry first.
Anybody?
Second.
Roll call vote.
Nancy Oxmal?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Item number three, a resolution 2026-4. Appropriation insurance claim funds. Refund from our insurance company.
No, it's not a refund. It's funds for repairs for, one of them is the Dodge pickup truck that took the corner too tight and hit a bollard out there and wiped out part of the box. And then the other one is for D-Leg Station, the doors that got repaired were rescued back into the doors. And so this is the money we received minus our deductible. They won't pay the vendor directly. It comes to us, so we need to appropriate it out to go to, into both those accounts to pay that. It's less than what it costs to fix, let's put it that way. And the Dodge truck, until we actually, it's scheduled to go in on the 23rd, I believe. And if it comes out that their estimate is more, they will cut a check for additional amount.
Hear a motion to approve.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion. Made and seconded. We have a vote. Roll call.
Nancy Oxmal?
Yes.
Not me.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Item number four, resolution 2026-06, appropriate in-kind donation.
This is what we discussed earlier with Mr. Morris and his donation of that work from down at Station 16. It'll come into, comes in as a donation, it goes out as capital outlay. There's no money exchanging hands or anything like that, but it'll show as capital outlay for improvements, and then it'll be depreciated, and this is what our auditor said we must do for something of this size.
Is there a motion to approve?
I'll so move.
A second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Here a vote, roll call.
Nancy Oxnold?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Item number five, resolution 2026-01, appropriate refunded money. This was from a purchase that we're getting a refund for?
Yeah, we purchased a wheeled Stoke stretcher with handles, and when we put the purchase in, we ordered too many handles for what we needed, and so we could either buy more Stoke stretchers or return the handles. I'd rather return the handles because we don't need that many.
Those are expensive handles.
They are, because there's four per Stoke stretcher.
Your motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Here a vote by roll call.
Nancy Oxnold?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Local Union 5169 report?
We got no written report from them this month.
Couple things. Johnson, Secretary Treasurer. He wanted me to let you guys know about the stair climb. Mm-hmm. And more information is available on our website.
When is it?
I believe it's March 9th.
Okay. Okay.
That's all.
Where's it going to be? Where is it going to be?
Seattle.
Yes.
There's about eight going, I think, this time.
Yes.
Good.
The district's providing them air packs to wear. They can wear their fire gear and stuff, so that's actually good. We have a formal process to approve this stuff, so that's all been approved for them to take our gear up there and use it for that.
Nice. Good luck.
Donations can be made.
Yes.
To backpacks.
For them. I'll cut you a check.
Committee staff reports.
First one there is safety committee. You can see that apparently that Cody Heights is now the chair of the safety committee.
I've been the chair.
I know, but now it's formalized.
It was formalized last year.
So if you have any questions about the safety committee, Cody is here to answer those questions.
Any questions for Cody?
Perfect, just sort of like it.
Thank you.
How about the other staff?
What is your primary function as a safety chairman?
To run the meeting and to delegate people to whatever task the safety committee might be assigned.
Can you give me an example of tasks that you do?
So one thing we do is we do station walkthroughs. So make sure that.
Do what?
Do station walkthroughs.
Oh, okay.
Make sure things are safe around here.
Why people are hitting buildings? Backing.
We do investigations into accidents if needed.
The hotels.
Employee accidents.
When you're doing the hotels and
employee.
Checking them all out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wasn't real sure what the hell you did.
Neither are we. Our chief, I got it for you.
And so it's an OSHA requirement, as you probably know, that you have to have a safety committee, and so anybody can bring a safety concern to the committee, If it comes to one of us and we don't address it properly, they go to the safety committee and see if they have anything, if we're violating any state or federal laws.
Do you hold hearings at all on, if there's complaints or anything like that, or?
Yeah, I mean, people can bring anything to the safety committee. We don't, we're not a decision-making body, so we can make recommendations to the district.
Okay.
But we can't make any decisions.
You meet monthly?
We meet monthly.
You could go to one.
Oh, I know, I could.
Just say.
Monday, 5:00.
Next report you have there is from Chief Height also, for his fire marshal's report for the month. Do you have any questions to him about his report, anything? Hearing none, move on. Chief Bickerdike's report, training hours, training that's been done. You can see his report, and he's a busy guy right now. Any questions for Chief Bickerdike?
Cadet program is going, happening there.
Yeah, Chief Height actually oversees the cadet program, and I'm taking care of the recruits and the recruit academy. So the high school kids is under his purview, and then the other folks are under mine. So as far as
the high school program goes, the cadets are rolling along. We're working out the kinks still with the new program, but we have six cadets. Got two of those six are still working on a little bit of paperwork, but they're showing up so they can get the classroom stuff started. So
this teen cert assessment center, was that part of that, or is that
that's separate?
Separate.
So teen cert is a class that is actually done at the school.
Team up there.
Yeah, and they just, you know, Sue Graves with the school district likes to reach out to other CERT members, and I volunteered a little bit to help with some of those. Only reason I got to do this one is the person she had that was supposed to do it was sick that day, so she's like, I need some help, and so.
There were a lot of kids in that class too, weren't there?
There was a lot of kids in that class, about 25.
Yeah.
That went through the assessment center.
That's great. Do they get credit at all?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a class that is taught at the school as an elective, and they get credit for it and all that.
Okay.
Was that 9 through 12, or is that 7 through 12?
I believe it's 9 through 12, but don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure.
As far as my recruit academy goes, it's going very, very well. We got 8 students in there that are going for firefighter 1, and the remaining 4 are going for the new NFPA support person role. And I'm super blessed. Everybody is 100% attendance so far. Everybody
Great.
Is enthusiastic. Everybody is interested and asking questions. I'm asking a lot of them. We're going to we're doing class 2 nights a week for 3 hours a night. From 6 to 9 on Mondays and Wednesdays, and then in between that they've got chapters to read and they've got tests to take, and everybody is just all in. So I'm very blessed to have the group that I have.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to my report. So you can see there, ambulance transports, 8 in the month of January, how much money we've collected. We've got 44 in the billing process. Actually, after today, that's probably down to 40. And again, that fiscal year 24-25 balance, even though when I wrote the report, was 71 after today and a couple of days, we're down to 5,000 still over for that month.
And that's from PacWest?
No,
still?
PacWest doesn't pay us.
No, I know.
This is from patients being billed for transport.
Okay.
For their tactical billing doing on that. So 24, July 1st to 24th is when we started with them. Notable monies received there, you can see those. Building and equipment maintenance. So the drill tower roof replacement, we signed the contract to have that done. It's $11,946 to get that flat roof fixed. The roof hatch that we took off there is being, it's already been cleaned up. It's going to be taken and galvanized. And then we had a new latch purchase that came in right about $500, so that'll all put together. Pfeiffer Roofing's doing that. We could not find anybody else. We asked around multiple places. Because of the thickness of the vinyl that needs to be up there and the durability, because people are up there walking on it, and then it rolls up the sides, and there's a lot of pre-work that has to be done, even though we tore off a bunch of plywood and other things. There's still some substantial work needs to be done up there. So that's why that's so expensive. Medic 16 was repaired from the door lock issues. We brought that back from Washington. However, today it made its way down to the Ford dealership in Newport. Has an air conditioning issue that they have to replace something on, so it should be back tomorrow. Brush 16 was repaired after it was going up over Cape Foulweather and ran out of gas going up the hill, or I'd say ran out of gas, went down to about 5 miles an hour, limped it back, went into the shop. They found some exhaust tubing that needed to be replaced and something else to the about $2,000. Got that fixed. Bo drove it around. They were taking it the other day down to rope rescue practice again, going up over Cape Foulweather, which is like the devil to that vehicle, and it did the same thing. Brought it back. It's got a fuel leak in it. Bo told me, and there's another problem. It's in the repair shop again. So as soon as we get it repaired again, Bo says he's going to drive it over Cape Foulweather himself and see if there's actually a gremlin hiding somewhere that jumps on when he goes by to figure out why that goes bad. But we got to get it so that it works, so that we can sell it in a couple of months here.
Is that gas or diesel?
It's a diesel. It's the 6.0-liter diesel. So
it's being repaired in Newport?
Right, no. He took it to the guy that was on 18 that moved into town here now.
LPR?
Yeah, so he's gone back to him again since he did the other repair work on it. So is it under warranty? Is it something you missed? Something that you fixed and didn't? So he's working on that. Last month, the suggestion for putting out the sign out at Station 12 like we have out here. So my research has been with the county and with ODOT. We do not need any permits from either one of them to do that. ODOT does have some sign restrictions in how the display would go across. Basically, she says if it's something that goes across that people are looking at trying to read as it's scrolling across, that's illegal. We can't do that. It's just like the city of Lincoln City. I do have a request in from Forest Sign to see how much the sign itself would be. And then that's going to be the sign, and then they're going to have to do concrete work, and then we're going to have, the only permit we'd have to get is an electrical permit to, again, tap into the panel box and go all the way out to the sign. It's probably a 20-amp circuit to go out there. So I haven't gone that far to get an electrician to come out and look at that. And then the last piece of the puzzle is having an internet connection to be able to change that sign out there. And what's that going to cost? We don't believe that can be done right now with the Verizon Cube that's out there. I don't think that that's enough bandwidth to take care of doing that. So once Forest Sign comes up with it, then I'll have those technical conversations with them about how do we change that sign out there so it says something. And he says it needs to have this much to do it. The only option for us to do it is to get on with Astound, since they come right by the station, and be on fiber optic, and that'll be, if I compare it to what we're doing at Station 15, that's about $1,000 a month. So we'll,
for internet, Astound?
For internet and phone is what the package deal is that we have with them at that station. We pay quite a bit every month for that stuff. So
I would work with sales.
I'll let you talk to them when it comes to that. But they have a price.
Say that kind of thing.
So they're pretty proud of it. Now, Ziply Fiber is moving in at some point. I don't know what Ziply's going to start charging them.
We hit them up every year and make them knock it back down.
Yep. So anyway, so that's the headwinds we're up against with that. As soon as we find out again what the pricing stuff is and that kind of thing, I'll, you know, before I put it in the budget, I'm going to bring it back and say, because it was at your suggestion, here's what the sign's going to cost, here's this, here's how much goes in the budget for that if we want to do it. And then not only the cost, but then the ongoing monthly cost that we would have to make sure that we have the funds in there to do that. So that's where we are on the project.
What about the trenching? Is that going to be up to the electrician, or is that
I'm sure they'll just
add it into his, I suppose.
What I'm guessing will happen is into the panel box, up into the attic, down outside the building, down in, you know, all that in conduit, and then down, and then a short trench in the flower bed there.
Okay.
It's not gonna be a big item at all. So, anyway, that's where that stuff is. Vehicle purchase, then the brush truck, we still haven't had a change of the date on that. The ladder truck hasn't started production. As soon as they do, we'll get a bill for that. And we've asked Bo to put together for the type six that we have with the 6.0, how much money we've put into that in the last couple of years, so that when we go to put that out for sale, we can account for trying to recoup some of that stuff. We'll see. Alarm response, 272 alarms January, so that's a 6.5% decrease from the year to year. So January of 2025, we were 6.5% down from the year before. The call sheets, so we're not gonna have call sheets like I produced that say these are the types of calls we went on. Because of the changeover to NARIS, the state analytics has not put those reports together yet. And it may be up to a couple of months until they finally get caught up on a bunch of things and we can actually get those reports. We can pull them up and look at them. I just can't print a report out for you guys like we did before because the system's changed. Sarah and Cody are going to a class next month. They're coming to Newport. If they get enough people to want to go down there, they're going to ask that question when those reports can come back out again. But we can't print those out, so we don't know what's going on.
You could take a picture of it on your computer, on your phone, and then print it off your phone.
I could print it. I could put it up here for you, but it would be multiple pages. It wouldn't be a single page, and it wouldn't be itemized out as 15 medical calls. They would be just medical. It would just come run. It would be a completely different looking report.
It
wouldn't even be a report. So it wouldn't look like we've had in the past. High acuity calls last month. So a structure fire on Modlin Lane. If you want questions. Chief Bickerdike was the first one there on that one. They did an excellent job of saving the house. The guy who was inside the house didn't even know that his shop was on fire.
How?
Because it was dead.
Then the structure fire here at Game Over. Pretty quick response time on that. There was a delay in 911 calls for that. You could tell by the time they pulled out of the station here, and it was already well involved. Cody was the first one there, was the incident commander, if you have any specifics about that. We did save, $1 million worth of gaming equipment
on there. Yeah, we estimate about $1 million in games.
So, the guy's not, I mean, he's got the old Sambo's building in the outlet mall. He's got the Claw City, that's his also. He's got a lot of businesses around, so he's able to take all that stuff out and work on getting his business back in line. So,
what was the delay with 911?
His wife, rather, when she discovered the fire, didn't call 911. She called her husband first.
Okay.
That's what wives do.
No.
I'd be careful.
Well, we fix everything, so, you know.
Kelly would call me.
Last one I got in there, so we had a vehicle fire up Drift Creek Camp Road. I was about a mile up the road there, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
And it was a vehicle, I don't know if they found out it was stolen. It came out of Waldport, is where the license plate was from.
Yeah, I didn't get any follow-up on what it was.
Well, how did a pickup truck from Waldport end up a mile and a half up that road in flames?
And like six in the morning.
Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning.
But there was something else going on that same night.
That same night there was a double homicide in Newport.
Right. So that was questionable if that was used.
Yeah, it was part of it, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So anyway. So those were the calls. IT provider stuff, so the board computer is updated. You've got them back now. One of the hard drives was replaced. One of the computers at Station 16 was at end of life, unable to fix it, security risk, so we purchased another one for $1,100. That's actually showed up here, and so even though it says they'll ship along with the board laptops, they're all here. That computer's in working. Personnel hiring, one still on probation. 15 volunteers in their first year of training, and that includes the 12 that are there. So we have an active roster of 28 volunteer firefighters. That includes four, does not include the four support volunteers, which are the chaplains and then the photographer and Mr. Wentz doing inspections.
Good.
So Dave's already talked to you about those people there. The cadet program, it started with four, so basketball season's over, so we're up to the six for that. The last part, so last month we approved the ballot title, the SEL form. I received it, didn't get the form back, but the county elections, she called me and said, you have to change a couple of things on here. One of them was that your question was one word too long in there, so I had to reword and take that out. And it also has, there's some specific language in an ORS that if we are using it as a renewal and not increasing, it has to say this exactly. And so it didn't say that. So those were the two changes I had to make and send it back to her. It has been published in the newspaper, and we should have a ballot title coming here pretty quick. The new EMS reporter, fire EMS reporting system in NARIS has been challenging, to say the least. Sarah, is challenging a good word?
Sure.
Okay. She puts out very nice emails to the employees. They're not the way I would put out an email to an employee, but it's what she writes. Brian Fitzsimmons sold his accounting business. And so if you're interested in the letter that we got, if anybody wants to see it, so Brian's, he's still working there. It's been sold to a company out of Tigard. As of right now, no changes are planned in the business. So we have a contract that's good to the end of June. They say that they're, you know, sometimes when you change, there can be price increases and people working remotely and things like that. But from what they've told me, none of that's planned right now. But Fitzsimmons is not going to be there anymore. We talked about the hospital district funds, that a lot of that's been spent. State Homeland Security grant is still on hold from the state of Oregon. The turnout grant, still haven't heard anything back from that. The SCBA compressor down at Station 16 has been repaired back in service. That's why the bill from Annis that you saw there, Nancy, is for that. We've started purchasing some grant equipment from the ODF EFC grant. We put out budget requests for the 26-27 budget year. I sent it out to all the employees and volunteers if they have a project or something they would like to see. They could fill out the form with supporting documentation and get it to Chief Hyde or Chief Bickerdike for them to look at it first. And if they look at it and say it looks like it's worth something, they'll forward it on to me to put within the budget process. So that started. I do have another report from the Urban Renewal District here. They're supposed to send out an annual report. I have a copy. I didn't want to send it to everybody. But you can tell, so this is for the 24-25 budget year, even though 25-26 is still working. So for the Nell Scott Urban Renewal District, they were able to take away from the fire district $7,700. And then for the other urban renewal district up in Rhodes End, the villages, they were able to take away from the fire district $35,341. Those numbers match up with that report I gave you a couple months ago. But if you'd like to see the report, I know Jerry'd love to see that report. That's right there. Make sure that you're all aware of the awards banquet, the 28th, downstairs at Chinook Grill. It's an RSVP. I'm sure that Krista's anxiously waiting everybody to RSVP. We did it more of an RSVP. We're kind of holding fast with the RSVP this year because in the years past, we have, and you've seen several, we say we're going to have 120 people there, and 85 show up, we're paying for 120 people. Yeah. So we want to really tighten up that number so we're not paying for that, because they don't give you extra prime rib to put in your pocket and take home, even though we pay for it. So we're really being a stickler with that. Our fire department mailer is going to go out the week of April 16th. Cody's going to put that together. That coincides with our open house, which is on April 25th. Here at this station, and on that open house, we're going to have a graduation of all these people that are in the recruit class right now. They'll be in uniform, raise their hands, and get a badge.
Great.
So, and then, of course, all that's coming in right as the mail-in ballots are going out, because the election is on May 18th there. And so the ballots will be going out, I believe, about 2.5 weeks prior to the election date. So we're kind of stacking all that stuff up to get a lot of positive exposure to the public so that we can have a good turnout for the election. As I talked about, there's a donation policy that our auditor and accounting has recommended. I'm hoping to have one to the board this next board meeting so that you can see that. So when we get those in-kind donations, there's dollar figures that the IRS has set up that we need to, and so it was recommended that we put a policy together as to how those, when those come in, how we hand out things. Even so much as when Chief Bickerdike gets somebody who donates a car, and you know, how do we track that? We don't take any money, it's a donation. We take the car in, we get a title, a clear title, we cut up the car, we call the junk hauler, he comes away, we hand him the title and it goes away. But we need to have all that written out. So if there's any question about something that we've got a policy in place that protects the district. The last thing I've got is, so Fire Marshal Ed Olich's, it's not a funeral service, it's kind of a celebration of life type of thing, a small one, is this Sunday at the Evergreens Air Museum from 1 to 3 o'clock. They are considering, the state of Oregon is considering this a line of duty death for his cancer, because it falls under the presumptive cancer rules. We've got the Honor Guard Oregon Fire Chief's Honor Guard is going to be there presenting colors, ringing bells, and marching in. They've even said they'll have bagpipes if we want it, so we're kind of working on that. We'll have a presence there with an engine and as many people as we can in uniform. And his wife will be there, his kids will be there. This is a beginning of what he's going to have, a bigger ceremony up in Auburn, Washington at the National Cemetery up there, because he was an Air Force veteran and he spent 40 years with Kirkland Fire, and they're going to do something bigger up there. Oregon and Washington are deciding if he's going to go on a wall at DPSST or up in Washington on the wall. They're talking back and forth, and Krista was working with the SAFE and getting benefits for his family, death benefits and things like that, because again, this is a line of duty death because of what caused his death. And so she's working with them. She had Marlee in here yesterday helping her fill out all that paperwork. So I'll keep you informed.
What were the hours?
What's that?
Sunday, what were the hours again?
From 1 to 3.
Thank you.
So. Anyway, it's at the Air Museum. They have a mezzanine area that's up above. The museum's open while this is going on, so.
Kind of stupid.
Well, that's what they have to do. So, okay. So I think if they were playing bagpipes in there, have you ever been in the Air Museum down there? Mm-hmm. Those would echo through the whole place. It would actually sound pretty cool. So, we'll see. I'm actually driving over there tomorrow and meeting with the gal who's in charge of the Honor Guard, and we're gonna go through there along with the person who's coordinating that from the Air Museum, a guy named Jerry Sauter. And so Jerry and I and Amanda Schmidt are gonna go walk through and see where it's gonna be. And I've known Jerry, he was with McMinnville Fire as a volunteer paramedic I've known Jerry for at least 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I have to make that connection with him. He has been there for a long time. So anyways, that's all I got, unless you have any questions.
No, but I have something. So National Fallen Firefighter Foundation launched the Light of the Night for Fallen Firefighters. And so they have their 25th anniversary. And what they would like is to fire departments, community buildings during the Memorial Day weekend, April 26th to May 3rd. That's not Memorial Day weekend. Is to light up your houses, your fires, departments with red lights.
Okay.
So
send that to me, make sure I get it, and then we'll just send me the link so we can put it on our calendar.
I went to look to see how much red light bulbs were with Cody, if we could get a case and people could come and buy them for a dollar. They're $1.50. But anyways, it's just another support from the community. I'll put it on Facebook.
You can put it on Facebook.
I know.
If you make sure that it's on our district calendar so that we can plan for the event when we see it coming up, that would be great. If you give Cody the information since you're already buying red lights with Cody. I thought you bought red lights with Jerry.
He's my boyfriend.
Only when the power goes out, Jerry.
Only when the power goes out. She's getting her new generator though.
Oh, yeah, she almost spent the night.
Cut me off.
You cost too much that one night.
Well, I guess we can call that good of the order. Good of the order, public comment, non-agenda item. Hearing none, look for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion made second, roll call vote.
Nancy Oxmal?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.